The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Did I set the table all right?
Why, it looks lovely. You're certainly Mother's little helper. Only the knife goes on this side, darling. There. Oh, that's all that must be Daddy.
Oh.
Hello, dear.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi.
Oh, you're tired, aren't you, honey? Did you have a hard day at the office?
Yeah, and then they were painting the outer office. And, you know, paint always gives me a headache.
Oh, I know, honey. I'm sorry.
Daddy, come and look at how I set the table. Uh-huh. I did it all myself, didn't I, Mommy?
Yes, she did. Come and look, dear. Come on.
Oh.
Isn't that wonderful?
Well, say, you didn't do that all yourself.
Yes, I did.
Well.
I saved you the napkin, too. And I put the ashtray on for you so you don't have to get up and get one.
Oh, well, now, that's wonderful.
Oh, she's my little helper.
Why, it just looks beautiful. What's the ice bucket doing in the middle of the table?
That is not an ice bucket. That's a rose bowl with a rose floating in it.
Oh, yes, really? I'm sorry, of course.
I didn't have a rose, so I put a red hair ribbon in it.
Oh, yeah,
nice?
I said, yes, that's beautiful, and it's about the prettiest kind of pizza we've ever had, don't you think, Mommy?
I think so.
What's that?
How's your headache now, dear? No better,
though? No, golly. After dinner, I got to go to that committee meeting, you know, that PTA thing.
Oh, yes. When I look in, it won't be ready for some time. I'm having a roast. You take a couple of aspirin, go upstairs and take a bath and just lie in the tub and relax.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Can I let the water in the tub for you, Daddy?
Oh, well, yes, all right, sweetie.
Honestly, Daddy, isn't she getting to be the biggest help?
Sure, yes, she's Daddy's girl.
You want some of my bubble bath, Daddy?
Well, no, I don't think Daddy wants a bubble bath.
Aw, Daddy doesn't want a bubble bath,
don't
dear.
Don't do that.
If you want to put in something, use some of Mommy's pine bath oil if you want to. That'll be nice and relaxing for Daddy.
Do you want that, Daddy?
Well, all right, darling, all right. You run along now, fine. Boy, she's certainly growing up, huh?
Isn't she, though? She's really getting to be a help. And one little word of praise, and she can't do enough for you.
Yes, oh, golly, I am so tired.
Well, you go on up and get a nice, relaxing bath, and then dinner will be ready, dear. Betsy, now turn off your cartoons, dear, and go tell Daddy to get out of the tub. The dinner is done.
All right, Mommy.
Oh, it never fails, right at dinner time, of course.
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, hello, Ann.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get the bridge club today. We have the plumber again. Oh, yes, the basement is a mess. Oh, something exploded Monday while we were gone down the line. Of course,
please,
I
know.
We had to call the plumber again today.
What did you put in the bath water?
Anna, hold on, Ann. Something seems
to happen. What did you put in the bath water?
Anna, dear?
I'm sorry. Go on, Ann. I guess they're playing a game or something upstairs. Oh, did you? That's not what she said.
Hold on, Ann.
He just came falling down the stairs calling something.
What is it?
Look at me. Darling, you shouldn't come running downstairs into the bathhouse.
What
are you yelling about?
What am I yelling about? Look at me.
I didn't do anything.
I don't know what you're talking about. Honey, don't turn on the hall. My people could look like anything. Just a bath.
Look at it right, and I'm this way all over. I am bright green all over.
I don't understand, dear.
What did Betsy put in my bath water?
I put in Mommy's bath oil, like you told me to, Mom.
Oh, my goodness, I use it all the time. Ann.
Don't tell her. You're crazy. I don't want the whole neighborhood knowing about
this. Ann, he doesn't look well. I'll call you back. No, I don't think it's just anything serious. I'll call you back. He just has a headache. All right, Ann. Goodbye. Betsy.
But
I put in your pine oil.
Was the water green?
Of course the water was green.
Well, it never made me green, dear. I don't see how it could
possibly. Look, it made me green. Look at me. Would you everything but my head?
Well,
I don't see how it could possibly do that, dear.
I just don't
know. So don't just stand there saying you don't see how it could possibly do it. It did it.
Go upstairs and get the bottle of pine oil. Hurry up. Hurry up. Oh, honey, even your face is a little green. Did you wash it?
Of course I washed my face. I took a bath. I usually wash my face, but I take a bath.
Now, calm down.
Look, it doesn't even wash off.
Did you really scrub?
Yes, look here. I got the washcloth with soap on it right here. Look, it doesn't do any good.
Isn't that funny? Hey. Don't glare at me.
Look, take act as though this was just an amusing little episode or something. Here I am, apparently dyed a bright green for the rest of my life.
Dyed? Oh, Betsy?
What? Hurry up now. Don't trip. Give me the bottle.
What?
Give me the bottle. Give it.
What?
Give it. Give it.
Oh, what?
Isn't
that your pine bath
oil?
Oh, what?
Don't get panicky.
What is it?
Dye. Green dye.
Green dye.
The druggist gave me a bottle of it.
Green dye.
I was going to dye that green dress that Betsy's in the faded, you know, that cute dress with the lace on the collar.
Never mind which dress it was.
It's an expensive dress, but it's faded. And the druggist, Mr. King, told me about this marvelous new dye. And it is in some of the same bottle as my pine bath oil.
Not have I
Betsy, darling. Now, you know the words pine and bath and oil?
No.
Darling, you know the words pine and bath? We had them in your Chippy the Chipmunk book. Why, you spelled all those
words. But please, never mind her Chippy the Chipmunk book.
You should have read the label. You should be able to do it. My goodness, a first grader who can spell hippopotamus and Mississippi.
Daddy, I can spell hippopotamus. H-I-P.
Never mind.
Dear.
Look, I'm dying the bright green. She stands there spelling hippopotamus for the love of heaven.
And I'm just trying to find out how she made her mistake, that's all.
Doesn't matter how or why she made the mistake she made. It does occur to you that I may be poisoned.
Poisoned?
Yes, I may be poisoned.
Oh! I'll call the druggist. Go upstairs and keep scrubbing with the phone book.
You're not poison, will you, Dad, Daddy?
Darling, don't bother Daddy now. You stay down here with Mommy. Oh, here we are. Go upstairs, dear, and keep scrubbing. Operator?
Oh,
operator, it's an emergency. I can't find the number. Get King's Drugstore. I'm sorry to interrupt him at dinner. Would you tell him that I have to talk to him right away? Thank you, Mrs. King.
Well, what did you say?
Well, I haven't got him yet. He wasn't at the store. I'd call him at home. Oh, darling, don't come down dripping like that. You'll drip green dye all over the stair carpet and I'll come off your
Of course, it's better that I'm all dyed instead of the carpet. Yes, I'll try to be very careful about the carpet.
I wasn't thinking. I'm just so upset about this.
Did you get any of the dye off, Daddy?
No.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I was only trying to make your head look better.
Yes, dear, I know. Thank you.
Hello? Mr. King, I'm sorry to interrupt your dinner, but you know that green dye you gave me for Betsy's dress? No, she didn't drink it. My husband took a bath in it. No reason. It was a mistake. Is it poisonous?
What did you say? What?
Oh, fine. Thank you. It's all right, dear. It's all right.
Oh, what do you mean it's all right? Well, look at me.
Poisonous. It's a vegetable dye, that's all.
So I'm not poisoned, but am I going to go around dye green the rest of my life? How do I get it off?
Mr. King, how did you get it off? Hold on. How long were you in the tub?
Half an hour.
About half an hour, Mr. King.
What did you say?
He didn't say anything. He just whistled.
Oh. Yes. Let me have that phone. Give me the phone. Give me the phone. Mr. King. Yes. Well, I would say I was more than just tinted. Yes. Oh, yes, Mr. King. Mr. King, thank you. Goodbye.
What did he say to do?
Scrub. He says if I scrub well, I'll get most of it off and soak in the tub tonight. My skin will absorb the rest.
Well, thank heaven it's mostly on your body. Now, if you soak your hands and kind of keep a wet cloth on your face this evening.
Look, I've got a committee meeting, but I can't go.
I'll call somebody else that's going and say you don't feel well.
Yes.
Something like that. Dear, didn't you notice you were turning green?
How would I notice? The water was green. I only put on that one light so I could rest my eyes, and I couldn't tell it.
Oh, maybe that's Mr. King. He's got another idea. Now, don't worry, darling. Hello? Oh, hello, Margie. Yes, just a minute. That's it for you.
All right, Mommy.
Come on, dear. I'll go up and see if I can help you scrub off a little before dinner, and then you'll scrub after dinner again, too.
Hello?
Come on.
Hello, Margie. You know what's happened?
Betsy, don't you tell about this.
No, young lady. I don't want the neighborhood to know about
this. What didn't I say?
Don't tell her your daddy has dyed green.
Oh, all right.
Now, come on, dear. Come on upstairs and don't worry. I'm still getting most of it off.
Margie, my daddy's all dyed. No, I can't tell you about it, but he is. Yes, he is.
Comes the weekend, and most of the nation shuts up shop. Factories and stores close so that employer and employee can enjoy a day or two of rest. Yet history does not come to a standstill simply because people seek time for relaxation. In countries far across the seas, in American cities miles away from wherever you happen to be, important things take place on Saturdays and Sundays, too. That's why you'll take your radio with you wherever your weekend plans lead you. Tune to your local CBS radio station. You're in touch with the news centers of the world. If something big breaks in London, Paris, Bonn, Rome, or Tokyo, CBS News will be right there to give you eyewitness reports. ace CBS newsmen like Robert Trout, Alan Jackson, George Herman, and Charles from Friends keep you as up to the minute with developments as though you were sitting at a desk in Washington, D.C. Wherever you go, whatever you do over the weekend, let CBS News keep you fully informed. Remember, whether it's a sudden news flash on one of our many regularly scheduled news programs, it'll be CBS News right.
Honey, put your bathrobe on. Come on down to the table. I finally got the food on. Dear?
Oh, Daddy doesn't hear me. Betsy, go up and tell him to come down, will you, dear?
I don't want to. Daddy doesn't love me.
Why, of course he loves you.
I said I wanted to be Daddy's little helper, and he just looked at me. He didn't kiss me or anything.
Oh, yes. Well, Daddy's headache is a little worse. Yes. Now, you run upstairs. Go on, Daddy loves you. Don't you worry about that, honey.
Oh, Anna.
Oh, my dear, my dear, my dear. I just left everything on the stove and came over as soon as I heard about it.
Oh?
Margie phoned her and she said, Betsy told her.
Oh, I told Betsy not to say anything now.
What a strange force not to help at times like this. What can I do?
Oh, there's nothing you can do, Anna.
After Margie told me what Betty said, I remembered I'd been talking to you, and you still came rushing downstairs, not feeling well. And how did it happen so suddenly?
Well, it wasn't really sudden. You see, he came home early.
I didn't even know he'd been sick.
No, he wasn't sick. He just had this headache, and I said, well, why don't you take a hot bath? And while I was talking to you, he let out this yell.
Oh, my dear, how terrible for you.
Well, it's really worse for him.
Oh, well, yes, yes, of course. I suppose he called somebody.
Oh, no, heavens, I haven't called anybody.
Well, what did you do with a... what did you do with him?
I just left him in the bathtub. I came down because dinner's ready.
Well, I don't understand how you can...
There's nothing to worry about, Anne.
It happened. Just one of those things. Of course, I was rather upset at first. I thought I'd poisoned him. Because I'm the one who bought the stuff at the drugstore, you know. Well, I suppose it's kind of funny, really, if you look at it that way.
Now, my dear, why don't you cry? Tears would help you.
Eva?
You're in a state of shock. You don't know what you're saying. My dear, you must face it. Your husband is dead.
Good.
Now, I'll call a doctor for you, and you simply must...
Dead?
Oh, my dear.
Dead? Well, he's died, but he's not dead. In fact, there he is coming down the stairs.
Well, put the water on. What's the matter with her?
Go get some water. She's fainted. Betsy, what did you say to Margie on the phone?
I just said Daddy was dead.
Didn't I tell you not
to say you were not dying? I didn't.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
And, of course, you look like a green ghost in this light coming down the stairs.
Oh,
and dear, get some water, will you?
Oh, boy, they were certainly right, whoever said it. Your life is never the same after you have children.
Get some water.
Yes.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers as Betsy and Julie Lawrence as Anne. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door. Thank you.